This is JIS News. Coming up, tourism projects to provide more than 5,000 jobs. Student performance improves in grade 6 achievement test, and more youth facilities now available in Spanish Town. The details after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. More than 5,000 jobs are expected to be created following multi-million US dollar investments by two integrated resort developers. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips announced that Cabinet has given approval for provisional development orders to be issued to Harmony Cove Limited and Celebration Jamaica Development Limited as approved integrated resort developers.
In terms of the Harmony Cove development, the total estimated cost for Phase 1 is projected at $970 million, with annual job creation forecast at more than 1,200 direct jobs during construction and more than 2,700 direct full-time equivalent jobs once operations commence. For Celebration Jamaica Development Limited, the estimated cost for Phase 1 is approximately $500 million, with employment in excess of 2,400 persons.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in a national broadcast on the progress of the country's economic reform program and the status of the economy Tuesday. He says under the terms of the order, each of the projects will be required to start construction by mid-2016 and to ultimately construct 2,000 hotel rooms each. The preliminary report for this year's sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, shows that student performance has improved in four of the five subject areas. Social Studies leads the way with a 6 percentage point increase compared to last year's average. Communication Task recorded the next largest increase of 3 percentage points. This is followed by marginal increases in Language Arts and Science and a decrease of 3.7 percentage points in Mathematics.
As far as the placement is concerned, this year we feel sure that the majority of those students taking the GSAT will be placed either according to their preferences or closer to their homes.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, he said 37,575 students sat the exam. The education minister says 73% of GSAT students were placed in one of their preferred schools, while 25% were placed based on proximity to their home or primary school. The remaining 2% were placed manually. GSAT results will be released to all regional offices today. Principals are asked to liaise with their respective regional offices to collect their packages starting at 2 p.m. Young people in St. Catherine now have access to the permanent complex housing the Youth Information Center, YIC, and the National Youth Service, NYS. The complex, located at 42 Young Street in Spanish Town, will offer career guidance, professional development, interactive sessions, and information and communication technology services. Young people will also be able to set up businesses, access scholarships and other programs across ministries, for which the government has budgeted over $189 billion. Addressing the recent opening of the complex, Youth Minister Lisa Hanna said the facility is important to youth in St. Catherine, the parish with the second largest number of unattached young males.
So we need beacons of hope in Spanish Town, in St. Catherine, to ensure that we give opportunities to young people for them to grow, for them to aspire.
And the Ministry of Justice will be hosting a town hall meeting in Kingston aimed at raising awareness of the amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act. The meeting will be held later today, June 17, at St. Luke's Anglican Church Hall, 89 Slipe Road, starting at 5 p.m. It will seek to clear up misconceptions relating to the decriminalization of ganja for specific purposes and will provide an opportunity for members of the public to ask questions. Topics to be discussed include possession of ganja, use of ganja as a sacrament, and cultivation for personal and medicinal or therapeutic use. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.